White House, Blanche nomination so disgusting it will put GOP over a barrel. By Pam Kee on June 3, 2026. Wednesday on MS Now's The Last Word, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, D.R.E., made the jaw-dropping statement that if President Donald Trump nominates Todd Blanche as Attorney General, it will be so disgusting that it will put Republican senators over a barrel. Whitehouse said, Blanche has done some really, bigly embarrassing stuff. The $1.8 billion slush fund and the Trump tax amnesty. Pam Bondi hung around his neck the catastrophic mismanagement of the Epstein files. There is presently a really unique investigation in Florida into whether Blanche committed fraud on the court. As the acting attorney general, that is an allegation we've never heard before in the history of the country, and it's being investigated. So for a whole lot of reasons, this is going to be a really difficult thing as November approaches. And if you go down the Republican side, you've got John Cornyn, who just got backstabbed by Trump, endorsing the impeached adulterer Paxton in Texas. Maybe Trump has a thing for impeached adulterers, but that didn't go over very well with Senator Cornyn. You go further down and you've got Senator Tillis, who is a free agent and not putting up with a lot of Trump crap right now. You continue down the dais to a Senator Moody who is going to be in a very tough race in Florida. He continued, so we've gone from the Trump thug moment where they all have to obediently obey to now what I call the Blazing Saddles moment. If you remember the scene in Blazing Saddles where the governor says, boys, it's time we started looking out for our own phony baloney jobs. So, you know, this Blanche nomination is so disgusting that it's really going to put them over a barrel. And to some extent, it's, like, wonderful for us. Great. Bring it. He added, I mean, it's almost like Trump wants to take the party down with them now that he senses that his presidency is failing. He just keeps putting these horrible presentations choices in front of his senators. Follow Pam Kee on X @PamKeenan.